nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
May peraan.
May peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan. Tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket, investment, negosyo at iba pa. Kilalanin natin ngayon ang mga magkakaibigang nagtayo ng negosyo kaugnay ng events na mula sa Perth. Sina Christine Bima at Bea Moran. Hello, kamusta?
Hello.
I am Christine Biman.
I am Bea Moran.
Who can tell me kung ano-ano yung mga primary employment ninyo? Christine?
Nurse po ako. Contract admin, saka running yung photography business namin.
Si JN Operation naman, contract admin din siya sa construction industry.
So ano yung pinaka-focus ng itong negosyo na pinasok?
Party hire business, but yung focus namin is usually on picnic setting. You know, here in Perth, mostly the weather is like almost sunny except like mga May hanggang mga September siguro. So weather in Perth is really perfect sa mga ganitong events. And then usually, culture here in Perth is people love outdoors. People love celebrating outdoors. That's why we thought about na baka flock tong business na to, not just for Filipinos, but for other nationalities as well. Alam natin dito sa Australia, alam mo yung outdoor dito is very rich, you know, like lalabas ka, may park, and then my little corner, my park na naman. And then, yun yung parang meet-up place ng mga tao na parang nagre-relax. So, binibring namin yung party, not just indoors, but outdoors as well. Aesthetic setting or table setting.
Salamat kay Christine. Kailan to nagsimula?
Mula ang A&M events and hire ko, a side hustle naming tatlong moms. So, mentioned din kay JN Abresha. She's also one of our business partners. Kaming tatlo is very close friends as well. Ginawa talaga namin ito as a way to bond and express our creativity. Mahilig kami sa mag-style, mag-plan, gumawa ng any meaningful setups for small celebrations. Inspired din kami sa creative businesses, kaya na-encourage kami to start something of our own. Originally, it all started with yung business Jayana Brescia, which is painting. She started the painting, then dun din namin naisip na, ay hala, parang maganda din no to incorporate picnic business. Kasi madami din kaming nakikita na a lot of people are creative and they also would like na ma-experience yung painting outdoor and indoor. So that's when we said, okay, kailangan mo ng something na a pretty setup. Pwede siyang gawin outdoor. So yun yung din naisip namin yung picnic. So
natatandaan niyo ba kailan ito nagsimula?
September or October last year.
September last.
Magkano ang kapital in setting it up?
One good thing is it's three of us to shoulder. Roughly 10 grand, including extra assets as well. It depends if a client have like a special request. So may mga additional assets kaming na-acquire. It depends sa theme na nire-request ng client.
Basically, picnic setup, decor, and styling. And then we invest styling events. That's when we started to also buy mga anong kailangan namin for this sort of event, decors and materials available.
O sige, so when you say ganitong klaseng event, linaro nyo na sa sarili ninyo na picnics lang tayo.
Picnic originally and then styling events as well. Styling means kung my birthday, gusto nila ng
may mga pa-arch, may mga pa-balloon, mga pinatry namin na i-execute. However, yung pagpo-promote namin sa business is ano usually yung picnic setting na indoor tsaka outdoor. Tapos if ini-incorporate namin yung painting, yung mga gustong mag-painting and then at the same time, because si Bea is my photography business, ina-add din namin siya na in case you want, you know, a private photographer. So parang all-in na siya na. Nagko-complement kami to each other.
Ano nalaman ng mga tao na there is such a service at you guys are offering it?
Social media platform and then mga mommy friends. I think dito kasi sa Australia, you don't choose your family. Namimit mo sila. Karamihan. Not just by blood. So parang nagiging help mo din para sort of ma-expand mo yung business mo and through referrals. At the same time, yung sa social media, ini-exhaust din namin yung marketplace. At the same time, we don't only just do the setup. But then, may mga instances din na pinapahire namin siya na DIY lang, na pinapa-pick up na sila na yung nagsiset up or individual items na gusto nilang i-hire is yung arches lang or yung mga specific items lang. So parang ganon, di namin siya nililimit na set up lang yung ginagawa namin.
Sinong nakaisip niya?
The three of us, nag-brainstorm kami kung ano, how can we grow the business. Especially nung bumili kami sa mga materials, we sat down, nag-inventory kami, and kami nag-discuss na, oh, maganda pala no, na package, which is full setup, pwede na natin ipahire individually. So, yung mga ideas is coming from the three of us, really.
Were there any unforeseen expenses na hindi nyo inakalang?
Since events, lalo na outdoor setup, it can be unpredictable. Most of the time, it's related to damages or missing items from our hire set, which affects our expenses. May mga instances na hindi nababalik yung items in the same condition. May stains yung carpets, for example, or damages, kulang-kulang din yung mga pieces, pinarent na basag. Yun yung mga unforeseen cost talaga. Hindi namin alam kung paano. Especially pag DIY, hindi namin alam kung maibalik ba siya in a good condition. With that, kailangan namin pumili ng bago.
Ano yung package na pagi nilang hinihingi mula sa inyo?
Mga baby shower. Picnic setting, tapos nagsiselebrate ng baby shower. Kasi yung picnic kasi, hindi lang siya parang outdoor na picnic-picnic lang. So, mostly, picnic siya. Pero may mga sineselebrate sila na baby shower, wedding din. Gusto nila na chill lang daw na wedding. So, may mga nag-backyard wedding kasi dito. Tapos, gusto nila na parang chill lang talaga siya. Ang DIY kasi, is mas budget-friendly siya kaysa sa full setup. Yun kami nagnuno sa DIY. Especially yung DIY, pinipick up lang nila. Tapos, pinapack na namin na ready na siya lahat. Tapos, binibigyan ko na lang ng checklist.
Package pa rin siya. So, ano yung makukuha nila sa DIY.
Checklist na ano yung mga i-return kasi one time may nag-hire ng wedding tapos alam mo yung wedding chaotic di ba yung mga tao yung mga cushion na kami missing chan nahahalo sa own cushion nila sa bahay. Sabi ko,
by any chance meron ba kayong insurances for the business?
No. Mga items actually namin is as much as possible kinakover muna namin siya sa bond. Lalo na yung mga DIY na items. Pag may nadadamage, may mga instance talaga nadadamage talaga siya. Hindi siya na-fix. Total replacement talaga siya. So, kinakover talaga namin yung bond.
Challenges ng ganitong klaseng negosyo.
Time management. Especially, moms kaming lahat at may kanyang-kanyang responsibilities. Side hustle for us. It's not a full-blown business. The challenge is competition. Yung marami na rin nag-o-offer ng picnic-style setups ngayon. Kailangan namin mag-isip ng ways how to stay creative and stand out.
Challenges din yung may nababasag or may mga nasisira. But then, I become more confident na no, I need to tell you that we need to cover the bond. Di na ako masyadong nagiging mahihiyain na mag-push na didak ko talaga.
Dati nahihiya kayo.
I think some people will get away from it na, it's already broken. Tapos said, no, it's not. Ganong customers.
Ano ang strategy ninyo? Do you take photos?
Yeah, so usually, chine-check talaga namin yung items. And then make sure they're clean. Naglalagay na ako ng checklist. Easier na lang siya pag
we clearly explain to the clients kung ano yung responsibility nila when using the items. At the same time, to be understanding as well. If minor issues lang, we handle it professionally. Pero if major, communicate it clearly and apply to them the necessary charges.
Ano ang natutunan ninyo sa inyong negosyo?
Communication in between the three of us, iba't ibang clients na nami-meet namin either online or personally. Patients din, may presented na events. Pag-manage namin ng businesses, hindi namin siya pinupush na hard kami sa self namin na let's do this, you know, kasi this is a side hustle for us and then bonding na din to namin na nagkikita-kita kami and then at the same time yung mga kids namin nagkakaband kapag nagmi-meeting kaming tatlo. Parang chill lang talaga.
How do you plan to scale the business? Kahit nasabihin natin wala pang 1 year, napag-uusapan nyo ba yan?
Plano namin mag-expand ng inventory and styling options, mag-build ng partnerships with suppliers and venues, palakasin yung presence namin sa social media, at mag-offer ng more services beyond picnic setup. Gusto namin mag-grow while maintaining our personal touch and quality. Personal touch lang talaga yung nakaka-unique sa amin.
Ano ang final message ninyo sa mga gustong kumita ng extra or gustong magtayo ng sarili nilang negosyo?
Embrace the idea with the right people. It's a good idea. Parang incline ka naman. May pagka-OCD ako. Gusto ko yung mga arrange. And then with the right people as well na i-hype yung idea mo. Gaya ng dalawang to. So, nag-complement na rin kami. And then, I think, the beginning, parang hesitant ako kasi parang smooth naman siya. Pag-process ng ABN, yung pag-apply sa ASIC, tapos nag-ano kami ng mga bank account. So, parang smooth naman siya up until hanggang sa naka-clients na kami. Na iwan ko na ang pagiging nurse para dito. Hindi lang, charla.
Bea!
Start small and start now. Hindi kailangan perfect agad. Simple lang. Basta may passion ka at consistency, lalaki din yan over time. Enjoy the process as well and don't be afraid of challenges because that is part of growth. And most importantly, surround yourself with the right people.
Maraming salamat sa mga magkakaibigan na sina Bea Moran and Christine Beeman. Thank you at mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.